So the message is making it through. Say that with me. Making it through. One more time. Making it through. Let's talk about it today. Making it through. Tough times, hard times, mess in your life. How do you do it? Okay, we're going to talk about it. But first of all, why do I go to Colorado every year? People don't ask me that question, but I got a feeling that that's a question that people would ask me. It's something that goes through people's minds. Why don't you go somewhere else? Why do you go to Colorado every year? Well, it's 2,200 miles. I've driven it several times, me and my Titan pickup truck. And I like doing that, but it takes a while. Normally I fly from Tampa to Dallas, and then from Dallas to a little airport, one of the most dangerous, or whatever you call it, yeah, extreme airports. The Discovery Channel did a documentary on different airports, and that little airport made it on the TV show because it's tucked right in the mountains, and they land the big jets right there. And it cost about an extra $100 to land at that airport, but I'd rather do that than drive all the way from Denver. It's cheaper than gas these days. So that's what I do. Fly right into Vail. Why do I do that? Okay, well, here's one of the reasons. I found this sign on one of my hikes. Rednecks are welcome there. That's why I go there. They put signs out saying, come on, you're welcome right here the way you are. Matter of fact, when I go to Colorado, I don't shave. Nope. Leave on Sunday after church, and I get looking like a mountain man. And then last night, shaved. Here we go. But Kim obviously was with me. It was a beautiful trip this time. We got to be together, just she and I, usually Mitch and Elise, some other kids. Usually I have Raj with me. He goes out and does filming. A little more hectic, but this time we went mainly for some just therapy. Get me better. Make me stronger. But why do I go every year? The title of this is called Making It Through. Why do I do this? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. Most pastors, are y'all with me so far? Here we go. Most pastors last less than 2 years in their church. In America. Most pastors last less than how many? You learned something today at church. Last less than 2 years in their church. Matter of fact, only 25% of pastoral students who graduate with their degree in theology, only 25% of them stay in the ministry. Matter of fact, 75% of them usually end up choosing another career altogether than the ministry. So why do I go to Colorado? Well, you're learning a little bit. Why do I go to Colorado? Here it is. Number one, to eat right. What do I mean by that? I'm talking about it makes me eat better. I go out there and everybody's fit. Everybody's, you know, in shape. I go up this trail. This was last year. I'm hiking up this trail. I'm getting to breathe. And a 75-year-old lady, it's beautiful. Yes, ma'am. And she says, I do it 3 times a week. I wanted to push her down the hill. I'm telling you, it's just hard to eat. You know how you go on vacation and you eat terrible? Say, isn't that how you do it? Isn't that what vacation is for? Say, go on vacation and eat like a pig. Well, when I go out here, I don't. I had one pint of ice cream. Is that right, Kim? And you ate half of it. Is that correct? So normally we're talking a half a gallon 2 or 3 times a week. Kim, no, me. I'm just kidding. But the point is I go out there and I eat right. Don't think this is crazy. You can say, why is he telling me about his trip? If you don't hang in here, you'll get it at the end. Number two, to exercise. Seems like everywhere you look out there, there's bicyclists, there's people jogging. Where I come from, we call that running. You were running. No, jogging like this. Those people are sprinting. You know what I'm saying? But it just motivates me to exercise, to get out, to see the mountains, to go hiking. And so it's good for me to do that every year. You can say, well, Clark, you can do that here. Well, I do it some here, but it just helps me to get out there. Number three, to rest. I did 3 major hikes with Kim. We did 4 pretty good-sized bike rides. We always stay on the 3rd level and we don't take an elevator. And so we're up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's just good for us. But at the same time, we do get rest. What do I mean by rest? I have to trust that Alex and Dina and Raj and all the volunteers they're going to be able to handle things. And trust the Lord, and I'm so far away, I can't come back and fix nothing anyway. And so it just causes me to finally get into a relaxed mode. I don't know if you know my energy level. I'm sort of crazy. So, I mean, it's good. I almost have to go that far. You know what I mean? So it's good for me. The last reason I go, and don't forget about the pastor's quitting, is to do what? Say it with me. Yeah, to finish. Say that, though. To what? One more time, like a team. Come on, to what? Finish. One more time. Finish. That's why I go to Colorado. I go out there to refire, not retire, when I come back. You have to get away sometimes, a long way away, to see what you have. Y'all listening or not? And to appreciate. And guys, honest, it's the honest truth. I get out there and I miss you. And I miss serving. And I start to think about how beautiful the mountains are. They're gorgeous. Man, I could live there. I know. But the bottom line is, I come back, I realize I live in an awesome place. And God has given me an incredible ministry. And He's called me to do something. And He didn't call me to quit. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Others might quit. I ain't. Got it? Yes or no? In case some of you came thinking, we're going to make him quit. Well, you may as well get you an army. Amen. Say, no, I want to serve the Lord. Say that with me. I want to what? Say it again. I want to do what? I want to serve the Lord. See, it's a choice I've made. I want to do that with my life. I think it's the best thing I can do with my life. I don't know what you think about your life, but I think serving the Lord is the best thing you can do with your life. So that helps me do that. So the message today is making it through. How many is asleep already on our little documentary? You all right? Come on. I'm trying my best. Making it through. Let's keep talking. And by the way, Ray's doing a great job. Can we cheer him on? Come on. Thank you, Ray. Come on, baby. You only do this like once a year, right? You're doing good, buddy. Well, so anyway, here's just one of the hikes we took. Any photos you see, they're photos that Kim took. Okay? So this is the hike to Beaver Lake. This is one of the hikes. If you want to get here, you can't get there by car. You got to get on your feet and go up. Up, 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 up. Okay? I've done it several times. So here we go. Where do we start? Well, down here is the village. You see these big giant hotels. You see them, say. See, you can't even see them. That's how small they are. We got to start right here, and we got to go all the way up yonder. Y'all see that? Say. Okay, that's a long way. Now, it looks like it's flat. It's like this. Are y'all hearing me? So that's what we did. So come with me to Beaver Lake. So here we go. We're going to Beaver Lake. Come on, Ray. Ray, where you at, baby? There's Beaver Lake. But here we are on the trail. Come on, people. Here we go. We're going up. Look at that. Ain't that a pretty little creek we done found? And, ooh, this hill's about to kill me. And it's getting pretty. Look at it. Oh, a butterfly. Can we stop? No, let's stop right there. I'm about to die. Another flower. Let's stop. Let's look at the flower. Come on. So we're taking pictures. We're walking. Where'd the lake go? I can't find. Whoo, there it is. Finally. There's the Beaver Dam. It's called Beaver Lake. It's on top of Beaver Creek. This year in February, if you're into skiing or the Alpine Championships 2015, it's going to be right there. You'll see some of this footage right there on your TV with the skiers from all over the world in the championship this year. And it's beautiful. So it's great. And we had an apple. She had bananas also packed. I said, we don't need a banana. Leave the bananas. Apples are fine. I'm about to die. We ate the apple. So here we go. We did Beaver Lake. Wasn't that fun? But hang on. Here we go. Here we go. So see, we were way up there, and we started way down here. But wait a minute. Oh, no. That wasn't on the plan. You see that right there? By the way, if you see a line going across like that, don't think it's a straight line. Do you see the big valley right here? Do you see that big mountain right there? Say, you see that or not? And then you see it come down again. Then you see it go up again. Do you see this or not? Well, this is many miles. At least 3 miles. It is across, so it's not like straight up. But you know when you're hiking, it's still up. And it's starting to drizzle. Do what? That's your home, Colorado. Yeah, buddy, I knew that. This is good for you today, isn't it? They're from Colorado, so they're enjoying this. So anyway, the point is, that's called Beaver Lake what? Can y'all help me? Beaver Lake what? Detour. So we're coming down from Beaver Lake. We're still close to the very top. And I saw the sign. I said, Kim, now we can go that way. Now that ain't the way down, but we can go that way. And there's a free chairlift several mountains over. It's $27 if you ride it from the bottom. But if you ride it from the top, they let you ride it down for free. See, I've done this before. Oh, yeah. But I hadn't had back surgery and all that mess, you know, in the past. But I said, we can do it. Might not ever get to do it again in your life. We're right here right now. Do you want to do it? She said, yeah, let's do it. And we're filling and sprinkling. To me, it's cool. I like it. Little did I know what was going to happen. Keep watching. So here we go. So we're walking. Look at us. Woo, look at the pretty views. Get out your camera, Kim. Take the pictures. We just passed a deer. See, then I saw that little chicken-looking thing in the road. Look at him. And I get a little closer to him. Now, is that a grouse? Do they call it something like that? That's what it's called? Okay, so he's right there. Little did I know, this was the devil. This was like a bird sent from the devil. I followed this little bird. I should have gone back. He was like, no, come on, come on, come on. I should have shot him. But anyway, so little did I know what was going to happen. The sprinkling, it turned dark, went from about 70 degrees down to 45. We got our little small little shirts on, you know, little small ones. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We're in the middle of a big storm. Matter of fact, it's two of them. One's behind us, one's right in the front, and we're caught in the middle. We're like threading a needle here. You know how you get lightning? You know when lightning strikes, you can usually, there's lightning, and then you hear thunder, and you can count how many seconds it is. Well, this was like lightning, thunder! Lightning, thunder! And oh, no! So what are we going to do? We're going to stop right there. Here's what I said. Here's what I said to myself, and I said it out loud. I said, Lord, you did not bring me all the way from Florida, the lightning capital of the world, to strike me with lightning in Colorado. There's no way. There is no way you did that. No. No way. And also, I figured, hey, if I'm going to get struck, I'm going to get struck while moving. Okay? So we're keeping, come on, Kim, let's go. And so we picked up our pace, didn't we, baby? Kim's like, she was up to that point, huffing. I didn't hear much out of her after that. She was like, I got my motivation. So we were going. So we're in the middle of this storm. And we get to the chairlift. Woo! Well, you know, they shut them down when it's lightning because you'll die on them things. But they always bring a bus up to get you. But little did I know, the 2015 World Cup games are coming. And they disassembled the whole chairlift. It's gone. It ain't there. It's gone. What'd they do with the chairlift? It's raining. It's hailing on us. I mean, it feels like you're getting shot with a BB gun. We find a shed, hunker down. There's a garage door up in the woods with a shed up. We get inside there, and we got good shelter. Then I'm thinking, it's like, what else is in here? So, you know, what else is back here? And so we're scared to death. I'm at the front. I got to go to the bath. It's just not good. I finally find this lodge, a ski lodge. I knew that it was there. We go up to the lodge. Well, there's nobody at the lodge because there's no way to get to the lodge. There's a golf cart down back, has a key in it. Now, I'm way up high. The trails and roads are really muddy. But I go, I'm going to take the golf cart. I told Kim I'm going to steal the golf cart. I'm not going to steal it. I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it back. But we got to do something, darling. It's life or death here, okay? But instead of doing that, she's hunkered down. She's freezing. I ran around front. I rap on the door. Nobody's there. But I saw something way back in the corner. Way back in this lodge in the corner through the glass. Bam! 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 I'm banging. Nobody. I see him though. He can't hear me because he's got little earbuds in. You ever want to take people's earbuds and just shove them down their ears? Say, you ever want to do that? You ever want to do that? That was me that day. I just want to do that to this guy. Finally, he heard me. He came. Long story short, we didn't get down by the chairlift. We got down by F-250 Ford 4x4 pickup truck. We were rescued. And it takes 30, 45 minutes just to get down in a truck. That's how high it was. And he's got the heater on because Kim's freezing to death. I am too. But he's got the heater on. His head's at the window. He's about to suffocate. Colorado boy. But anyway, that's my story. Now, why am I telling you the story? We're going to the Word now. Y'all with me so far? Say. Making it through. What was I going to do in the storm? Quit? You could say, well, find shelter. Well, we're in the middle of these trees and everything. I mean, ain't a whole lot of shelter. And the rain's coming down hard and it's hailing. We thought the best thing was to keep moving. Keep moving. If we keep moving, we're going to get to the other side. Say other side. One more time. Say other side. Other side. I want to talk to you about making it through today. How do you make it through your hard times? How do you make it through the difficult times? How do you make it through the stormy times? Yeah, sometimes God does calm the storm and go, peace be still. Like Mitchell's song says, sometimes He lets the winds and the waves go wild, and He holds His what? Child. What do you do when the winds and the waves are going wild? How do you make it through to the other side? And I'm talking about life. Life is what? Say it with me. Life is hard. How many would say in your life you've dealt with something hard in your life? Can I see your hand? Look at this room. And if you haven't, God bless you that you haven't had to go through some really hard times. I have. Okay? And I'm telling you, life is hard, but I want to continue to make it through. It goes back to what I said at the beginning. Most pastors last less than 2 years. How many have ever been in a church where the pastor left? Can I see your hand? How many have been in a church where the pastor was run off? Can I see that? How many had it where a church where there was a split or something like that? Those kind of things happen. How many were it just you just really got hurt at church? Can I say you got some church hurt in your heart? Somehow, some way it hurts you. You ever experienced some of that? Okay, guys. So anyway, pastors deal with this, but you deal with it too. And so there's a book. Back it up just a minute. There's a book in the Bible called the Book of 1 Timothy. It's an old pastor who's writing the book. Paul. The Apostle Paul wrote 13 books in your New Testament. The book of 1 Timothy is a book to a man named Timothy, who's a pastor. He's younger than Paul. He's like a son of his in the faith. But he's not necessarily a teenager or anything. He's just a younger pastor. And the book of 1 Timothy was written to him because he was discouraged. He was hurting. And he needed to know that you're going to make it, man. You got to stay with it. And so I want to share with you some of those scriptures today. And don't think about it from a pastor standpoint. Think about it from your life, what you're going through. How are you going to make it through? Well, it's not much different than why I go to Colorado. Say that with me again. Come on, number one, say it with me. Now, you've got to help me. I'm going to go to sleep. One more time. Eat right. I don't want to make it so hard you're going to forget. How do I make it through my mess? How do I make it through the hard times? Eat right. Uh-oh, but what you talking about, preacher? I ain't talking about food. Look at what the old pastor told the young pastor. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Say that word with me. Nourished up in the what? Words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto you have attained. Keep looking. But refuse what? And old wives' fables. Listen. The first thing you can do, if you're going to make it through your hard times, now stay with me. Come on. The first thing you can do, and you need to do, is eat right. For example, if someone's hurt you, maybe you've been in a relationship, maybe a marriage, been cheated on, left, hurt, I tell you what, the first thing you can do is start eating wrong. And people will actually help you with making bad decisions. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, they will help you with. So when I went through some of my mess, some of the advice I got was, man, you need to go get drunk, go get wasted. That's what people do. Forget it. You can just forget your problems. You know what? I'd rather eat right. Y'all listening or not? When you're going through hard times, push yourself into the what? Don't try to drown out reality and what the truth is. Push yourself towards truth. That's when you need to really eat up the Word of God and the promises of God's Word. Are y'all hearing me or not so far? So we're not talking about eating your vegetables. That's all good too. But we're talking about this is a spiritual battle right here. How do you get through these hard times? Feed on words of what? Not words of doubt. Well, I can't make it. Well, you won't.
How about I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Well, you can. Why don't you think that way? Yes or no? Say. Feed on that. Words of faith. Feed on good doctrine and teaching. When you're going through hard times, that's the time right there you need to find yourself driven to your knees and getting the Word of God. Are y'all hearing me or not? And don't argue with it. Well, I can't believe it. God's picking on me. Why don't you take the food that He's got for you, eat it up, swallow it, take it into you, feed on good doctrine. Refuse this. Refuse the crazy ideas that you're going to get floating around in your head or that other people are going to tell you. I had people, when I was going through my struggle, I've gone through several in my life, but I've had people tell me, man, I can't believe you just keep going. I can't believe you're still in the ministry. You know? I'd have quit already. I'd have been done. Well, that really helped me, that kind of talk, didn't it? Yes or no? Say. See, I got enough of that going on in my head already without you telling me. I need to feed on truth, feed on words of faith, feed on I can do all things through Christ. So did you get number one, yes or no? See, life's hard enough without having to make things up. A lot of times we go through hard times, we turn from God, we even, people read crazy, stupid stuff. I've got to check my horoscope then. We'll see how that works out. You know, Jesus is going to trump your horoscope every day. You know this, don't you? Say, His Word is supreme. Can we thank Him for His Word that's true? Come on, come on, come on! Listen, don't make things up. Listen, life's too hard. Come on, so number one, what am I going to do if I'm going to make it through my hard times? I'm going to eat right, baby. I'm going to feed on words of truth. I'm going to eat them up. And if I'm eating up truth, and something false comes along in my mind, somebody tells me I hear it, I'll know that's a lie. That's not good for me. I ain't doing it. Yes or no? Number two. Point number two. Here I am on a bike ride saying, hi. Here we go. Come on. Wait a minute. This is the old Pastor Paul writing to the young Pastor Timothy who's struggling. Is he going to make it or not? Second thing, say that word with me, exercise. So number one reason I go to Colorado is eat right. Number two is what? Exercise. Well, look at that. Look at that. Number two, exercise. Different kind of exercise, though. Paul says to young Timothy, and exercise yourself rather unto what? Godliness, for bodily exercise profits what? Little. It's good to exercise, good to be fit. Is your exercising going to get you through the hard times, or are you going to need something more than maybe that treadmill? Got a feeling you might need a little something more than that. See, bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is what? Profitable unto what? All things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to what? To come. So, exercise yourself unto what? Godliness. Keep looking, keep looking. So, number one was push yourself towards truth. Eat right, eat truth. Number two, exercise. Push yourself toward what? Help me here. Godliness. Train yourself when you're going through the hard times. If you want to make it through the mess you're in, you might have caused your own mess. I have no idea. But the point is, do you want to stay in the mess or do you want to get out of the mess? And when you get out of the mess, do you want to be better than you ever were? Say. Do you want to be happy? Say happy. Yeah. You want to be a happy man. Train yourself in the ways of God. Know this training is the what? Most important, what God's Word says, living for God, obeying God. This training is for living when? God's not picking on me. I'm going through mass and I see other people, they're dealing with it this way and they get to go do that. But listen, I'm a child of God. I'm not going to go that way and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to trust Him. Whatever this is, I'm going to stay with the program that God is pleased with my life. Are y'all hearing me or not? Okay? This training is for living right now, so exercise. Now, this is a quote I wrote several years ago. I know I'm going to be famous one day. You'll see. Here we go. Life is the real gym. The gym ain't real life. Would you say that with me? Life is the real gym. The gym ain't real life. Now, can we do it one more time? Life is the real gym. The gym ain't real life. I'm on my bike in Colorado. I'm riding. I'm down by the Eagle River. And they built this big, fancy condominium thing. I mean, to buy a condo in there is going to be like starting at $1 million. Okay? That's starting. They got the fitness center. I'm riding my bike right by the river. And I'm telling you that the fitness center is right there on the river's edge. And there's big glass. And I can see right in there. And there they are. And ladies on the treadmill. I can see her. I'm riding my bike. I see her. She's looking at me. And I like wave at her. But she didn't realize what I was thinking. Here's what I was thinking. She's on a treadmill. Here's what I was thinking. I'm going somewhere you ain't. Did you hear me? Would you say that with me? I'm going somewhere you ain't. See, the gym, as nice as that is for health and stuff like that, there's a river down there. And it's long. And it's windy. And it turns. And it's got critters here and birds here. Come on outside. Real life's out here. Are y'all hearing me or not? See, life is your real gym. That's where you're going to learn to be trained by God. We don't like the hard times. We wish He would just say, peace be still to the mess, instead of letting the winds and the waves go wild. But that's where we learn, guys. Are y'all hearing me so far? Bodily exercise is good, the old pastor says. But godly exercise is what? Superior and the most important thing I can do. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't like it, but the hard times I go through, the hard times you go through, we don't necessarily like them. But if we look back, what taught me more? The treadmill in the gym or that life experience that nearly killed me and I made it through and I found out I was a lot stronger than I thought I was. And also I learned I was a lot weaker than I knew I was and I had to depend on Him more than I ever thought I did. Amen. Say. You get the point? Good, let's keep moving. Point number three, it's not that hard. Come on, number three, why'd I go to Colorado? Number three, rest. So we got eat right, but that's words of truth. Exercise, but that's godly exercise. Spiritual. Number three, rest. And I ain't talking about sleeping. I'm talking about trust. The old pastor writing the young preacher. This is a faithful saying, Timothy, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and we suffer reproach. Because we what? Say it with me. Trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that what? Believe. These things command and what? Teach. So the third thing is, if you want to make it through your trials, how are you going to make it through them? How are you going to make it through the storms? How are you going to keep moving, man, when the lightning's popping in your life? What are you going to do? Push yourself to what? Say it with me. Push yourself to what? Reality. Push yourself to reality. What do I mean by that? Guys, you've got to trust the Lord in your mess. I've had several of you talk to me already this morning. You're looking forward to this message today because you're right in the middle of the storm. You've got to trust the Lord in the storm. Did you hear me? You've got to trust the Lord. But you've got to come back to the real world. Remember, life's the real gym. Gym ain't real life. Come back to the real world. You're in the real world right now. Okay? Push yourself to reality. I'm going to say this, and I hope it makes sense. It works really well in this kind of thinking I'm going to share with you in relationships. Sometimes we have a relationship. Let's call it you're married. And the person is not there anymore. They've moved on. But you ain't. Are y'all hearing me or not? And you can still fantasize in your mind that you have a relationship that you don't have. It's over. And you're left with the choice of trusting the Lord or not living in reality. I'm talking about making it through the storm, not slipping away into something that's not real. Did you hear me or not? Did you listen to that or not? Did somebody hear me today? Say. Okay? And you figure out what it is where you're at. I don't know your situation. But I know this.
come back to earth and know you're going to have to trust God, because making it through what you're going through right now is going to be work. It's going to hurt. Making it through the storm's going to hurt, man. Now, it was a little bit of hurt that she and I on this trail took. I mean, it was raining on us. Did get down to 45. She had some form of hypothermia. It does set in. She was shaking so bad she couldn't stop shaking for a while. Put her in a hot tub. She's still shaking. But then she baked. She was better. Amen. She got better. But anyway, did it hurt? The hail hurt us. But listen, nothing hurts like getting hurt in trials. Is that right? Yes or no? How many of you would say, Pastor Clark, I have been hurt. I know what hurt feels like. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? It's more than a hike in the woods, ain't it? Come on. Now, making it through is going to require what? Say it with me. Trust. 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 That's what I mean by rest. Trust in the Lord. Rest. You're going to make it through, you've got to rest in the Lord. You've got to know that, listen, if I eat right and I exercise, that bodily exercise, a little bit, but I'm talking about spiritual exercise, I push myself towards doing the right thing in godliness, I've got to trust the Lord's going to get me out of this mess. He's got something good for me. You see it or not? He's got something good for me. I must believe that no matter how bad it is, or how hurt I get. Say it with me. God is, and God is what? As I was walking on that path, and this was just a little old thing. Storms I've been through, this was nothing. But I was telling myself, I am. Kim's behind me hearing me go, I am, I am. She's back here and I'm going, I am. I am. As I'm at storms all around us, the lightning's popping, I am. I look like a fool out there, but only me and her and the bears are out there. I am. I am. I am. And I was saying, I am going to make it. I am going to make it to that chairlift that don't exist, but I thought it was. I am. I am. You got to talk like that. Did you hear me say? And people will get around you, and people will feel sorry for you. You got to say, I am. I am. I am going to get out of this mess. I am. I'm going forward. Let me go. I'm going. You hear me or not? I am! I am! I don't care what you say. I am going forward in my life. Boy, that's hard to do. Ain't it though, y'all say? Ain't it hard to go forward? Trust Him. And if you ain't been there, guys, I'm so happy you ain't had to go. But remember this message if you ever get like this. Amen? Say. Let's take a little test right quick. How many so far understand where I'm at, what I'm talking about? So at least I'm talking to a lot of people to understand where I'm talking about, right? Say yes or no. Whew, that makes me feel better. Pushing myself toward Him is what? Worth it. See, God's God and we're not. He can take a mess and make it beautiful. We can't see what He can see. We get up on the mountain and think we can see everything. He's way up there and sees us on the mountain. It's crazy. He can see your future. He knows. So you want to push yourself toward Him because that's the right place. So making it through. Number four, we're done. About to kill me though up here. I go to therapy on Tuesday with Rick back here, and Rick's going to tell me Tuesday all the things I did wrong on stage. I think I just did something. Anyway, number four. Say that loud with me. Number four. Finish. One more time. Finish. Come on. Finish. So what do you do when you're in a storm? You eat right. You exercise. You rest. And then you what? Finish. Refire, don't retire. Amen? Get renewed. Not quit and lay down like a dog. You hearing me? Finish. This is what. Listen to the old pastor. This is the old pastor Paul writing the younger pastor Timothy. But we're talking about us today in the real world, what we're trying to do with this message today. I hope you're not lost. Because most pastors don't last but about 2 years. And here's the old pastor talking to the young pastor. Finish, son. Finish. And this is me as your pastor and your friend. And I'm telling you, don't stay in the woods. Don't stay out there in the rain and getting beat on. Are you hearing me or not? Women do this in relationships. They think love is being with a man that's going to beat on them and abuse them. That's crazy. That's not living in reality. Y'all hear me or not? Listen. Finish. Paul telling the young preacher, let no man despise your youth. I can hear Timothy saying, they don't like me. They know more than I know. They talk about me in town, at the temple, and wherever they're going. Paul says, let no man despise your youth. You be an example, son, of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come. I'm coming, even though he's old. He was going to give him some hope, baby. I'm going to hold you accountable. You hearing me, yes or no? Give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the what? Say it with me. Neglect not the what? Gift that's in you, which is given you by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbyter, of the ministers. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to who? To everybody. Take heed unto who? Yourself. And unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you shall both what? Save yourself and them that what? Hear you. I'm glad I didn't quit. Not just on this trail, but I'm glad I didn't quit in the most difficult storm in my life a few years ago. If I'd have quit, you wouldn't have been here to hear me. Did you hear me, yes or no? You'd have known a Pastor Gary that was hurt real bad. And God bless him. He fought a pretty good fight, but he quit. And you wouldn't blame me, most of you. But I'm telling you something. Listen to me. You've got a story. You've got a story. Amen. Say, how many when I was hurting, you wrote me a letter? Can I see your hand? Or you wrote me a card or something? How many gave me a word of encouragement or you told me a little story about something you went through in life? Do you see what I'm talking about? Isn't it great? You could talk to me because you had gone through and you could help me get through. Yes or no? Come on, finish, guys. Push yourself to what? That's what Paul said to Timothy. Push yourself. Go to Colorado if you need to. Push yourself, baby. Several things and we're going to be done. Don't let the negatives that others say determine who you are. So often, especially in relationship when we're hurt, we'll hear these words, I don't love you. So therefore we think we are unlovable. Is that true? That's bulls what that is right there. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Are you listening? Don't let the negatives other people say determine who you are. Finish! Lead by what? Example. Yeah, but I've been hurt real bad. I'm struggling. Yeah, you're struggling, but you can still be a leader, Jack. Lead. I'd rather follow somebody who's been through some mess and made it to the other side than to follow somebody that's reading me something out of a book. You hearing me or not? Lead by example. It's good to have encouragement around you, but a lot of times when you're hurting real bad, you're going to hear bad advice. You're going to have other people trying to pull you down when you're trying to go up. You be the one that goes up. By what you say, Paul was basically saying, Timothy, I'm not going to feel sorry for you, son. You're in the ministry, you're a preacher. Deal with it. By what you say, by the way you live in your life, by your faith and in your purity. So often when we're in storms, we make the worst decisions because we're excuse making. And we think just because we've been hurt, somebody did this to us, whatever, we got a free card to do whatever. That's craziness. You be the leader. Yes or no? Y'all hearing me or not? Feel like I'm preaching to myself now, but that's all right. I'm listening. Number three, never neglect the what. This is huge. Never neglect the what that God's given you. And always give Him your what. Just because I'm in the storm, just because it's mess, just because I've been hurt, just because whatever, life's just crappy, excuse me, it's just horrible. Okay, I'm just going to neglect that I'm gifted, that God has blessed me, that God has gifted me, and I'm just going to lay all that down because I'm hurt? And I'm going to neglect the ability that God's given me? Does that make any sense, guys? No, no, no. Listen, you are gifted. Say, I am gifted. Say it with me. I am what? Come on, church. I am what? I am what? You're gifted. I don't care what somebody else said about you. God did not put you on this planet, listen to me, to be a no good and a nothing and a nobody. That's craziness. God gave His Son for you. You can make it through the storm. Don't let that storm identify who you are. You're a child of the living God. You hear me? And you're gifted and you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Man, you got to think like that. You got to see that finish line, baby. By the way, that bike ride's called the Triple Bypass. Did you remember that ride when you were in Colorado? It's called the Triple Bypass. One of the hardest bike rides in America. Over the three biggest peaks in America. And it ends right there in front of that condo I'm in out yonder. It's like God put me right in the perfect place that every year I can see all these bikers ride by across the finish line. Push yourself to finish. Throw yourself completely into believing God, living for God, and serving God. Throw yourself completely. I'm in the storm, man. Well, you may as well just go ahead and throw yourself after serving the Lord. Just everything you got, give it to Him, man. You want to make it through, we're done with the message. There's Beaver Lake, but you've got to climb to get to it. Eat right. Say it with me. Exercise, number three. Rest and do what? Say it louder. Finish, say it louder. Say it louder. Come on. One more time, say it louder. All right, you're like, thank God He's done. He's finished. Well, it was a little long. I always seem that way sometimes. I guess that's the reality. But the bottom line is, if you're hurting today, you're probably glad I took the time. You're probably glad I took the time. And you matter enough for me to take the time. Amen? Can you say that with me? Quitting is not an option, nor will it ever be. Did you hear me? Here's what the old preacher said to the young preacher. He's near his death now, the Apostle Paul. He's traveled the known world to him, written 13 books in the New Testament, letters. You're saved and sitting in this room today because a man had the vision, the Apostle Paul, to go and do what God called him to do. Amen. Come on. And the old pastor tells the young pastor, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Can you read that verse with me? Come on. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I don't see no excuse making up there, do you? You see any name calling? So-and-so did such and such. Did you see any of that thing? Then you don't do it either. Finish what you're supposed to do. Get out of the storm. There's a future ahead. Are you hearing me today? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on. I enjoyed it. It was good for me.